Let's go now to Washington, where President Trump is calling the American judicial system, quote, broken and unfair. That's after a federal judge in California blocked the administration from ending the so-called DACA program. DACA protects some young immigrants who came to the country illegally as children. It protects them from being deported. President Obama began the program in 2012, but President Trump ordered it to stop last year. DACA had been slated to end in March. So what happens now? USA Today reporter Alan Gomez joins us now from Miami. Hi there, Alan.
Thanks for having me.
A number of plaintiffs had sued the Trump administration for stopping the DACA program. They argued that the president didn't take proper steps in halting it. So what was the judge's rationale last night in keeping the program going?
What the judge ruled was that the legal foundation that the administration used to end DACA was flawed. Basically, back in September, when the administration announced that they were ending DACA, Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the Department of Homeland Security argued that President Obama was wrong when he created DACA. They said that he had overstepped his legal authority and thus the program was illegal. So they came back and said, this is an illegal program, so we're shutting it down. What Judge Alsup said was, no, DACA absolutely is a legal program. The legal foundation for ending it was flawed. Thus, the administration has to restart it and has to go back and get the program going again.
Okay. Well, several thousand, I should say, DACA recipients have already lost their protections because they hadn't renewed on time. What does this court ruling mean for them?
For them, it's really hard right now. Immigration advocacy groups are not telling DACA recipients, hey, hurry up, run out there and put in your application, get your renewals going, because this ruling is a good victory for them. They're all very excited that the judge ruled the way that he did. But a lot of them think this is going to be very short-lived. The Department of Justice could appeal very quickly, and they have a favorable majority at the Supreme Court. They could also decide to just cut this announcement and give a new reason for ending DACA, which would put them right back in limbo. So while all those legalities are figured out, these advocacy groups are telling their folks, look, just hold off for a little bit. We're not sure what's going on. Let the legal process play out a little bit before you start sending in your applications again to the government.
I see. So still kind of a state of limbo then for the larger group of maybe some 700,000 people who could start losing their protections in March, or could have, as you said, Alan. We don't exactly know what's going to happen next. But I do want to ask you, this ruling comes right smack dab in the middle of the fact that Congress is trying to reach a deal on DACA before it would have expired in March. So what's your sense on how the judge's ruling could affect congressional efforts?
What the message that's coming from the immigration advocacy groups, from Democrats in Congress, Chuck Schumer just a little while ago on the House floor, on the Senate floor, was talking about this, that the ultimate solution needs to be Congress finding that long-term solution. All these lawsuits, and there are other lawsuits against the president's decision, all of them could be short-lived, all of them could be temporary. I think a lot of people understand that a president ultimately has the power to start and end programs created by the executive branch. So there's no long-term resolution. They don't feel comfortable going the legal route to protect all these undocumented immigrants. So they're pushing Congress to continue negotiating with Republicans to find that long-term solution, because that, in their view, is the only way that these dreamers are going to get the sort of long-term reassurance that they need, that they can stay in the country. They don't want them just lingering and waiting for court decision after court decision. You remember very well everything we went through with the travel ban last year. One court would say one thing, another would say another. And so I think they want Congress to just finally get together, pass this thing, and provide that long-term relief for these dreamers.
Okay, interesting. So a point of agreement there then, a bipartisan agreement that a legislative solution is the best way regarding DACA. But just got under a minute here, Alan. On that point, you know, there was that remarkable meeting between Democrats and Republicans and President Trump about immigration yesterday. One of my takeaways from that is that the two parties are still really far apart in terms of what they'd like to see in any kind of bill, and that they don't have that much time to act.
Exactly. And that was one of the things. I mean, I think a lot of folks watched that meeting and came away thinking, wow, look, they're talking. They seem to be in the ballpark. They seem to be talking on the same page. But, you know, as somebody who's tracked immigration negotiations for years, what I heard was Senator Dianne Feinstein talking about we want a clean Dreamer bill to only protect them. I heard Representative Bob Goodlatte saying that he has this very long laundry list of demands to improve border security, interior immigration enforcement, to change the legal immigration system. And so, yeah, there was a lot of talk and there was a lot of optimism after that meeting. But when the negotiators go back and start talking, they're still very, very far apart. Yeah. So finding any resolution and closing that gap is going to be very difficult.
That's USA Today's Alan Gomez. Alan, always great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.